I have a whole list of new songs we doing and all this kind of stuff. And we just trying to feel our way through. But it was this one song I really just wanted to do. It might not even be appropriate, but being from New Orleans, and this is a definite celebration of New Orleans music and musicians. Not only that, but you know, we're chronicling those blues. Well, unfortunately, I don't have a big, fine, good-looking woman in my band to sing. Because you see, I'm used to working with gorgeous women, I swear to God. You know, I worked with Miss Irma Thomas for about 10 or 12 years, and then I winded up working with Miss Charmaine Neville for a whole bunch of years. And I had the opportunity of playing with the lovely talented Miss Linda Hornbuckle since I've been here. So I just love playing behind women. I love it. And one of my favorite blues songs that I was turned on to was a song that was written by this female blues diva. But the song was also about the tragedy that she experienced back in about 1927 in Louisiana when they had a great flood before Katrina. You know, the other big flood, the other flood that nobody talks about no more. And we still have repercussions from that. I hope that don't happen to the Katrina legacy. But it had this sister by the name of Bessie Smith. Yeah, you're right. And Bessie wrote this song. When it rained 5 days and the skies turned black as night. When it rained 5 days, skies turned black as night. You know there's trouble in the lowlands, and everything ain't right. Well, I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my bed. Sound like New Orleans about 10 months ago. Woke up this morning, couldn't get out of my bed. There was enough trouble to make a poor man wonder where he ought to go and how he did. Then he rode a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. They rode a little boat 5 miles across the pond. I packed all my clothes, threw him in, and he rode me right along. Oh, well, it thunder and lightning, and the wind began to blow. Thunder and lightning, the wind began to blow. Don't it make you think about where all those poor people gotta go? Then I went and stood on a high old lonesome hill. Ooh, I went up high on a high lonesome hill. The sad one, y'all. I looked down with tears in my eyes. Where I used to live, That's why the blues done called me to pack my things and go. Them blues done called me to pack my things and go. 'Cause my house done fell down and I can't live there no more.
We gonna pitch
A long time ago, a man named Mr. Dave Vitale gave us a sound that they called the Big Beat down there in New Orleans. Reinhardt on the drum, wearing it out right now. And there's a song associated with this. A little song about one of Fast Domino's old girlfriends. But you know, there's a code. There's a code in the band, those road bands. You know, you might think the code say, you know, we don't talk about it. No, that ain't the code. The code is, we tell it all. The whole story gets told eventually. And this is a little song about one of Fats' little girlfriends. Hello, Josephine, how do you get deep? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You used to laugh at me and go to do. I used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. Used to touch your umbrella. But every time it rained, you used to cry so much. It was a crying shame. You used to live for me out by the railroad track. Very good one. Here's a jersey on my back. You can't say I was a fool, a man like that. I had low to the feet. Thank you so much. Inside. This song is dedicated, actually inspired by Mr. George Porter, Mr. Zigaboo Marteles, and Jimmy Bolero. Those are not just names. Those are funky meters, y'all. If y'all know anything about funk, y'all hear that?
No time to play. You said I work. It ain't my fault. Oh, well, no, hold it. I want to hold that tune.
Pass me that.
I'm so excited to be playing with these wonderful musicians that I know, you know, usually there's a more, and I really got to put this in quotation, professional way of a band performing at such a wonderful occasion. But I want to keep it loose, you know, like the cats come to the pad and we kind of sit around and say, hey, man, let's do this song. And say, no, let's do this one. That kind of stuff instead of like a set list. See, this is not a set list, y'all. This is just words to a song, you know. The set list is down there and it's numbered. So we just call the numbers out. We don't have a set. So if you have a particular song you might want to hear us play, we would appreciate it if you keep it to yourself. Stop that! I'm just kidding. Well, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean, if you think we know it, try us. What's that? Okay.
And pass that thing over here.
Oh, thank you. I have some CDs for sale, and they're right over here. There you see, right over there, that's Fred. Yeah. Fred has a whole bunch of, a big variety of CDs, all kind of CDs. Please buy some CDs, buy some of this music. Now, somebody made a suggestion, and that thing about what to do with the microphone, I'm not into that. Okay. A song, I meant. Well, I was told what to play. I'm really better that way. I've been pushed around a lot, and I feel so comfortable with that. Right now, I also want to invite up here on this song Mr. Mac Pop. Mac, come up here. Thank you. out there for Fat Five.
Mac Potts.
Mac Potts. Can't say enough about that young cat. He's not a young man anymore. When he went to New Orleans, it removes him from being an aspiring young musician to one of the cats now. Dig it. He's one of the cats now. I'm serious. If you go to New Orleans and you ask the cats down there about Mac Potts on the brass band scene, they say, oh, yeah, I know that cat. I remember when that cat came down and played. Cat could play. So, yeah, he's no longer a young, aspiring artist from the Northwest.
He's a pro.
Mac's a cat. This band is going to be playing tonight on a boat. On a cruise. Gosh, I'm really sounding like I'm in Louisiana, huh? On a boat, you know? You got me? That's how we say, but y'all playing on the boat tonight? Yeah, then we say, which boat? Okay, but we're on the Spirit. And we will be in the Spirit tonight. So if there's any more room left, I would suggest...
Mambo. That's Mambo.
Get your tickets in your hand. Mardi Gras in New Orleans, y'all.
You start it out? Thank you.
she's a Mardi Gras. When you go to New Orleans, in a lot of go, she's a Mardi Gras. And when you get to New Orleans, somebody show you a carnival ball. If the ticket's in your hand, I'd like to see you in New Orleans. Get your tickets in your hand, I'd like to see you in New Orleans. When you get to New Orleans, somebody will show you that Zulu Queen. You can see that Zulu King down on St. Cloud and Domain. You can see the Zulu King down on St. Cloud and Domain. If you stay right there, somebody will show you the whole.
You ought to go see the Mardi Gras.
to New Orleans and rebuild my city, y'all. Get your tickets in your hand. Y'all go down there to New Orleans. It's Mardi Gras time. You can stay right there. Somebody will show you that Zulu Queen. And what else? I will tell you, you can see that Zulu King. Down on St. Paul and Domain.
Thank you.
to have me a sweetheart. Her name was Maggie Lee. The girl done got religion. Maggie Lee, she don't play with me no more, yeah. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, that's where this band fun begins. Oh, when the saints begin, me marching in. On alto saxophone.
Damon. Hello.
And Erskine on the bass.
This is Julie Sabatier, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, where you're bringing you the Waterfront Blues Festival live. And we've been listening to Reggie Houston and his Crescent City Connection. They're rocking the Blues Festival today. And this live broadcast is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and support from the Oregonians Arts and Entertainment Section, which, like KBOO, supports all kinds of music. Blues, classical, hip-hop, jazz, and more. You'll find it every week in A&E. So I have a special guest here with me now. I've got Teresa James. Hi, Teresa.
Hi there.
Welcome to KBOO.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is great.
Cool. So you played the Blues Festival today already, right?
I did. I did a little guest appearance with Lloyd Jones and his band, his incredible band. It was wonderful.
Nice. And how are you enjoying it so far?
It's great. I've never been to Portland before. I'm originally from Texas, and I've been living in Los Angeles for a really long time, and I can't believe I've never come up here. It's a beautiful city, and the weather, you can't even ask for better weather than this.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to jinx it, so I better
knock on something.
Really.
Well, great. And so what do you like best about the Blues Festival so far?
Well, I love the fact that they have two different stages. I mean, I've done this at other festivals, but the stages are far enough apart where you can still make it to each other's to the stages, but there's no conflict. There's always music going on, you know, and it's all great. And I'm kind of excited. I'm getting ready to, in a little bit, to do a solo performance on one of the little side stages.
Oh, great.
So that's going to be fun, and it just seems like it has something for everybody here.
You want to talk a little bit about your music?
Sure. I normally work with a band. I have a 6-piece band that I've been working with for several years now with my husband, Terry Wilson, and we do pretty much all original material, and it's kind of a roadhouse, Texas blues, Louisiana kind of style thing. It's, you know, it's a real mix of different flavors, and we have a bunch of different CDs out, which are actually available through Burnside over at Millennium, or Music Millennium.
On Burnside?
So, yeah, Burnside, yeah, so...
Great. It sounds like a musical gumbo kind of a thing.
It really is. There's a whole... A lot of flavors stirred up in the pot, and it's been really great. I'm really hoping to bring my band here sometime.
Great. So this is your first time playing the festival, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. It's really fun. I played with Lloyd and Tommy Castro last night on the boat, the late show there. That was
nice.
Wild.
Nice.
That was really fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm just so happy that they brought me up here for this. I'm really hoping to come back sometime.
Did you get an elephant ear yet?
No, I was wondering what those were.
Yeah, I think it might be a Northwest thing, because I never saw them until I came out here either. I came from the East Coast.
What is it?
It's like funnel cake without the funnel. It's like just
Ooh,
dough.
It's
very good.
Is it like fried bread with sugar?
Yeah, basically.
Can't beat that.
It's delicious.
Man. Yeah.
You should have one before you leave.
Oh, I will. You know what? I will. I will definitely do that.
Awesome. Well, we have one more interview to do here in our musical break. We have Lloyd Jones with us, so if you don't mind passing your headset.
Well,
this is community radio. Thanks for joining us. That was Teresa James. She played a solo set. She's going to play a solo set later today at the Blues Festival. And now we have Lloyd Jones with us. Hi, Lloyd.
Hello, hello. What a beautiful day.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So have you played yet, or you played on the boat?
Yesterday I played with Tommy Castro, and then we played on the cruise last night, and then Teresa joined me today on our set we just finished.
Great. So how was it?
Wonderful. You know, the festival's just gotten better and better since the first year, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago, and it's grown in a really wonderful way, and I'm just impressed, and I think Portland's done a great job. I'm proud of my town.
Great, great. Yeah, it's nice to have local musicians in town. I mean, it's great that we can bring folks from all over, but it's always great to have local talent.
We take some things for granted like this because as I travel around the country, that's what we do, you know, for a living, to sell CDs and so on. And you see festivals that, in my mind, Mississippi Festival, a lot of these are huge festivals, and you get there, and it's this little community thing. And I thought, man, our festival's huge.
It is. I think it's the biggest on the it's the biggest blues festival west of the Mississippi, and the second biggest in the nation.
It's very impressive, and it's done in such a good way. It's affordable to everybody, and it raises money for people that need food, so it's a good cause, great sponsors. Peter Damon does such a wonderful job of putting this music together. Can you imagine coordinating all that?
I can't.
So I'm grateful to be a part of it when I can, and if I can't, I just love being here anyway.
Yeah. So you've played several festivals before this year, then?
I don't know if anyone's ever... I've played all 17 years. I played every year. Curtis and I and John Lee Hooker started the first day of this. We did it. It was three of us, and we played in the afternoon. And it's recorded, actually. It's an album, an LP, so long ago. And that was the start of it. It was just a friend of ours that put it on, and it grew and grew and grew to this.
Yeah, so, and it is great.
Yeah, I've played it every year.
Do you know if it's always been sponsored by the Oregon Food Bank? Or?
No. That's no, the first year it wasn't. The second and third year, it wasn't. It's getting to be that way.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just a minute. I'm getting...
You're listening to KBOO. Sorry. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. Go ahead. The Oregon Food Bank.
Well, yes, I don't know. Has KBOO been involved since the very first one? I think that's what she was trying to tell me. The headphones on, I can't hear outside the
Yes,
headphones.
I know. They're really noise-canceling.
So KBOO apparently has been here since the beginnings.
I think so.
And that's the kind of community thing that's grown in a good way, is to start out with community radio like KBOO and then built and bringing in major sponsors to bring in major acts from outside the area and still keep community activities like KBOO and the food bank and so on.
Yeah.
What a great combo.
It is, isn't it?
Yes,
I think
it is.
I saw a sign that said your donation today will feed a family of four for 3 days.
While you're having fun, I've often thought we should use these kind of events to take care of those community needs. That taxes are always a tough way to go, but this way it's fun and it gets done.
That's true. That's very true. So I think we're going to wrap up here, but thanks for joining me, Lloyd Jones.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Come down to Duff's Garage if you want more of what Teresa and I have been doing, and otherwise, I'll see you sometime down the line.
Great, and don't forget, Teresa's got CDs available at Music Millennium on Burnside. You can check that out, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Excuse me.
Texas horns one time. All the way from Texas. Way down in Texas. Let me ask y'all something. How many of y'all come here have a good time this evening? Huh? If you want to have a good time, let me say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Just wave your hand in the air. Just wave it like you just don't care. If you come to party with Johnny Rob, let me hear y'all say, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Just wave your hand in the air. Just wave it like you just don't care. If you come to party with my granddaughter Cashmere, let me hear y'all say, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Give my granddaughter a nice round for a little Cashmere. Come on, come on. Shake it, baby. Come on, shake it, cat. Come on.
Johnny Rawls, everybody.
One more time for the Texas horn. Yeah, I like that. That's a good old horn, the soul horn section. I'm gonna do some songs for y'all for my CD. My name is Johnny Rawls, the Mississippi Blues Man. Got some songs I recorded, got a few CDs with me. Song called Give It To Me, Baby. Clap your hands, come on. Get down if you want to. Watching you all night long. That's it. The way you move, the way you groove. You know you really turn old Johnny on. You got what I want. Baby, you got what I need. Everybody help me say it. Give it to me. Say what? Give it to me. Come. Out there, do you feel it? right now, baby. Give it to me. Come on. I got something for you, baby. That the mailman can't deliver. I got to bring it, baby. Oh, yeah. I got to bring it myself. Yes, I do, darling.
Another song on my CD, but you like that one? It make it real simple. Just say, give it to me. That's simple, ain't it?